entirely unique, the sailing procession on Staffelsee. Most people expect to find the church in the center of a village, but in Seehausen, on the shores of Staffelsee, in the foothills of the Bavarian Alps, that's not always the case. Once a year, the congregation of the local parish church of St. Michael take to the water. It was only at the end of the 18th century that, after a long and strenuous process, the church actually came to the village at all. For many hundreds of years, the parishioners of Seehausen had to travel by boat or cross a rickety, narrow wooden bridge to reach their church, an often dangerous route in stormy weather. At the time, the parish church and cemetery were located offshore on the island of Wirt. A unique, traditional rite continues today in remembrance of the town's believers of that time. Each year, at the Feast of Corpus Christi, a boat procession crosses the Staffelsee. It's one of a kind in Bavaria, and demonstrates the deep roots the people of Seehausen share with the island that was the center of religious life for hundreds of years. The annual tradition in its current form dates back only to 1935, and is only held if the weather is good. The procession starts at 8 in the morning at the parish church and continues along flower-strewn streets to the lakeshore. A ferry decorated with flowers and streamers awaits to sail with the priest carrying the monstrance, along with the choir, a brass band, and color guards. Accompanied by dozens of smaller boats, the ferry first goes to Jacob's Island before arriving at the island of Wirt. There, the procession continues to the small chapel of St. Simpert, built on the site of the original parish church in 1838. Here, the third of four stops, the gospel is read again. The fourth and final processional station is on the return leg at the Kreuzel, or Little Cross, near the mainland. This is a highlight for the many participants who could not travel with the procession and remained ashore. Whereas those on land had been limited to following the festivities from afar, now they are directly involved in the songs and prayers too. Visitors are also welcome to take part in singing and the blessing of the procession on the return to St. Michael's Church and experience the reverential festive atmosphere of this very special Roman Catholic holiday.